Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, y'all. This is Joe Tower, and you're listening to Tales of Mel Folly, the podcast. True stories told live that aim to put the shame and embarrassment back into being a man. Each episode of this podcast, we will feature one new story told by one new storyteller, recorded live at one of our past LA-based storytelling shows of the same name. These stories are presented to you here, now, as is. I personally guarantee that what you're about to hear is 100% unedited and unfucked with. For all our deets, visit us at talesofmalefolly.com or scope us on Facebook, Tumblr, or Instagram. You can't find us on Twitter because, come on, Twitter is dead. Word. Enough idle chit-chat and shit. Let's get down on some folly.
Hey, y'all. This is Brian Weiss, co-producer and editor of Tales of Male Folly. Now, this is where you normally hear Joe introducing this episode's storyteller. But for this particular episode, you get me, because I have the distinct pleasure of introducing Joe, who, though being the host who normally introduces storytellers at the live show as well as this podcast, also sometimes tells stories of his own between said storyteller's stories at the live show, and I thought it was high time we heard one of those tales. Back at the epic Follypalooza of 2017, Joe shared one of my absolute favorite stories of how he thought it would be a good idea to not propose to his wife. Relax, it's all right, they got married despite Joe's inaction. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Joe Tower's tale of male folly.
So, I was planning on proposing to my wife. I did. I mean, she's my wife. It worked. Like, so don't worry. But I was planning on proposing to my wife. And for... this will be short, honey. Just relax. Stop making this about you. Just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm gonna pay for that later. So I was planning on proposing to my wife. And for those of you that don't know my wife, she is a force of nature. And she just sort of happens in a great way. You all feel the dread that just fell on top of this crowd, right? So I wanted to propose to her in January around her birthday, right after Christmas. And near the end of that year, we've been together for a while. We'd been living together for the same amount of time as we'd been together. That's another story. Moved in with her the week I met her. What do you want? Still going strong. She said, she made the comment, we were talking about the plans for the next year, and she was like, well, you know, I fully expect to, you know, that we'll be engaged next year. And I was like, interesting. You expect that. All right. I was having a beer with a buddy, my friend David, who's shockingly married also. And he was like, nah, dude. You gotta throw her off your trail, bro. You gotta throw her off your trail. This woman that wants to marry you, you have to throw her off your trail. He was like, nah, dude, it's the guy's job to like put this proposal together and make it a surprise. And then they're calling the shots. No way, man. You gotta throw her off your scent. And I was like, yeah, I do. So we're in Las Vegas for a quick weekend vacation. It's great. We're having a wonderful time. We stayed at a couple different places. I mean, we're having a great time. And we're at this bar, and we're chatting, talking, just like cutesy, cozy, like, you know, canoodling, like couples do. And out of the blue, because I'm deft, I said, yeah, I just don't think next year is going to be the time to get married. Because the advice was throw her off your scent, and that's how I interpreted it. So I ruined that vacation. She went, anybody see, I posted a video on Facebook of Melania Trump standing behind Donald. She's smiling, laughing, like, for the camera, and then he turns around and she goes dark like a fucking Invasion of the Body Snatcher. That's what happened to Molly. She's like, we were in this bar and she just went dark. I was like, I did this. This was my fault. So, realizing my error, I put my engagement plans together real fucking quick. And I proposed to her like 3 weeks later because shit, things were real dramatic around the apartment. What is hilarious is that I did this same thing one other time for her birthday. Was it your 35th? 36th? I'm sorry to tell people how old you are, but I'm just trying to remember. It's Tales of Male Folly. I'm doing it as I'm telling it. I'm falling as I'm talking about it. I planned this surprise birthday for her, and I'd sent out emails to everybody, and I was like, we're going to do this surprise birthday for Molly. But, like, I planned it for, like, this is impromptu. This is also for me and not for you guys. I planned it for, like, the day after her birthday. So I told all their friends to be cool. Be cool about it on her birthday, okay? Don't let on. So nobody called her on her birthday. She had a fucking, like, psychic meltdown where she was like, what the fuck is going on? I don't have any friends anymore. And in my mind, I was just like, just let it ride out, bro. It's gonna pay off. I don't mean to laugh at myself, but sometimes the beauty of this show is that you realize what an idiot you are in the moment.
Yo, thank you for peeping this podcast. If you dug what you heard, subscribe to us and rate us. If you hated what you heard, leave us a review and tell us what we can do to appease your unreasonable expectations. JK, haters. Tales of Male Folly, the podcast, is released twice a month and is produced by me, Joe Tower, and executive produced and edited by Mr. Brian Weiss. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, and now, HIPAA. Tales of Male Folly, the show, is produced every other month at various kick-ass venues in Los Angeles. It's produced and hosted by me, Joe Tower, with the help of Mr. Alex Gaudette and Mr. Brian Weiss. It's presented in partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Los Angeles. If you have questions and would like to hit us up directly, or if you got a story you feel you need to tell in either spoken or written form, please email us at talesofmalefolly@gmail.com. Meanwhile, keep listening, and we hope to see you at a future show. For any and all other inquiries, check us out online at www.talesofmalefolly.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.